When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. DJ Shagru is ready to go. Viggity Viggity Vic is running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki, and Esmeralda the Heart Melda is melding hearts someplace else. But we're here now to be funky. 312-981-7200 for all things R&B and soul. 312-981-7200. We have Fly Jams Friday coming up, and then a very depressing Blackhawks Express from a terrible game last night. But we always play the Express afterwards. That's coming up in a few minutes. We got a break and then the news. Was this one that I sent you, Dan?
I think so.
Cutie Pie?
I will double check the link, but I clicked on it, and that's what came up.
Oh, okay. Because I you know, I think I sent that one last week. Because yeah.
Oh, I must have had you one from last week.
That's fine.
I think
we
were running
play
late.
We didn't play it, so that's fine. That's Cutie Pie. That's why, because I have the three that I chose in front of me, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not on there. But I did choose that one last week, or the week before, because last week was all spooky. Anyway, that's Fly. So it's Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And it's Fly Jams Friday. Everybody needs to get funky. So, all right. All right, let's see. Here's a 301 area code requested some John Legend. Here we go.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Oh, no. The world won't get no better. We gotta change again, just you and me. Up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. Oh. So won't you make them happy before they pass away?
Everybody get ready to the John Legend version. So John Legend now, everybody's, you know, he's an EGOT. He's got the EGOT. You know that, right?
I didn't realize he had completed it.
He's got the Emmy. He's got the Grammy. He's got the Oscar. And he's got the Tony. He's got them all. He's an EGOT. So, yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You want to hear some Fly Jams? We want to play some Fly Jams. So we got some phone lines open. Get in here and make your request now. 312-981-7200. All right. Here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, this song was number one last week in 1969, but you had your spooktacular. So this week we have The Temptations doing I Can't Get Next to You.
But my life is incomplete and I'm so
I wanted to wait for the bass part. I'm sorry, I had to hear that, because that's when it goes down, when you get the bass part, one of the temps who goes, Hey, you know what I wanted? You know what we should do on Monday, Dan? I was just thinking, because there was a movie made about the Temptations, and there have been several movies made about musicians. So to tie in, because Bohemian Rhapsody opens today, and me and the guys are going to review it on Monday morning, let's do music bio.
All right.
Let's do that. I'm trying to remember that. I think the Temptations one, I think there's been two Temptations ones. And then there have been movies that were loosely fictional. You know, like the Five Heartbeats. That's like sort of like Temptation stories and OJ stories. Like all the stories that you had from those bands, those guys, you know, those soul brothers from those days, they all kind of were mixed together into the one Robert Townsend movie. Like they took a whole bunch of stories from the OJs, a whole bunch of stories from the other guys and all that stuff, the stylistics and all that. But yeah, so I mean, we got a big music bio coming out this week. Of which I'm really getting mixed feedback on this movie. Some people are really loving it and some people are hating it. Like Suspiria, Dan, I have a very bad feeling about this movie. I have a very bad feeling about Bohemian Rhapsody. And some of the things I read in terms of the leeway that they take with the story is that it's not even remotely accurate, and the portrayal of Freddie Mercury is a little bit nasty. This movie couldn't get made without the permission of the remaining, you know, members of Queen. Who got to approve the script. They had to approve everything. And I read a review that said it's like this. There seems to be a bunch of bitter resentment. It seems a very bitter movie. And the portrayal, although Rami Malek is supposed to be amazing. That's every review, even the negative reviews, say that he's great as Freddie Mercury. But I happen to be a huge fan of Queen, And I happen to know the story of the band. And I think Freddie Mercury was the greatest frontman that ever lived, the greatest rock frontman in the history of music. And his story is fascinating and complex. And everything that I've read seems to be that they've deviated from his story a lot. They make him look bad, and they really screw up the timeline of things that happen in order to bookend it with Live Aid, because that's how the movie starts in 1985, the legendary performance, one of the greatest performances in the history of rock, of their performance at Live Aid, starts there and ends there. And everything that happens in between, you know, the starting of the band and all that stuff. My folks and I are seeing it. My dad and my mom are both big fans of Queen as well. And we're seeing it in IMAX, so at least the music, you know, because apparently they recreate the Live Aid part really well. Like they do, you know, they use the computer graphics to get the huge crowd at Wembley, and they've studied the footage, and I guess they recreate it really, really beautifully. So that, you know, opens and closes the movie. But I just have some serious issues with things I've read about, you know, where they take license with what really happened, and the portrayal of Freddie Mercury is, according to a bunch of reviews, is not good, like really negative. And the guy was a hero to many. So, all right, here's Chuck on WGN. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Yeah, I'd like to say really quick, I was a dairy farmer out here milking cows for 30 years. Orion's one of our heroes.
Oh, yeah.
And just being on a show that he's done the introduction for, it just doesn't get any better.
Well, he's the best.
I'd like to hear the Barkays doing... Let's have some fun.
All right, let's hear it. Find it anywhere you know. Everybody do it out on the floor. Let's have a real good time. Anything you do with a fight to fight. If you want to boogie, just get in line. And I'll bump your bump while you bump mine. Get funky with it. That's right. You need to get funky with it. Don't we all need to get funky with it? It's Fly Jams Friday. All right, let's hear from you guys. DJ Shagru is here. By the way, I'm looking up at the screen. Dan, you know that they're making a sequel to Gladiator?
I saw the headline on
that. We need one 17 years later. It's important that we have a Gladiator sequel to a movie that wasn't very good in the first place. They can't make that movie. Oliver Reed's dead. Oh, doesn't he die in the first one, though?
I did notice that you went with that as opposed to the main character dying at the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. That's right. He does die at the end, doesn't he? Yeah, he goes back to his family and, like, collapses, right?
Right, right.
I did not like that movie. I don't like it. So, anyway, God, I won Best Picture that year, too. Wasn't Traffic up for Best Picture that year? I mean, what the hell are we talking about here? Anyway, but they're making a sequel. I've been waiting for that one. Oh, I've been waiting 17 years for the sequel to Gladiator, on the edge of my seat. All right. Anyway, let's get funky. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you want to join us, we've got lines open and requests ready to go. DJ Shagru ready to spin some R&B. Let's get funky, everybody. 312-981-7200. We're going to break here. We got some weather, a break, and then we were going to come back with a nightmare Blackhawks Express. That's all I'm saying. Last night's game was a disaster. They looked awful. But we always play the Express the day after the game. So there we go. All right. Perry had a request, Dan. Can we hear Perry's request? Or yeah. That, of course, would be George Clinton and Atomic Dog.
We were talking about sound cues and radio sound cues. That was also the theme song to Steve Dale's Pet World. So,
oh, it was?
I've heard that song many a Saturday night getting ready for work.
another thing like, hey, wait, I should be at work right now. All right. Hey, Bennett the Business of Funk has a request. What is Bennett the Business of Funk's request this morning? To print the thing. Spanky Wilson with Kissing My Love from the Business of Funk. By the way, I was just watching a little bit here of Dean. You know, Dean does his Weekender thing. He gave Bohemian Rhapsody an A. He gave the Nutcracker thing a B+. And he did. He oddly did not review Suspiria.
Took a pass on that one.
I think. I think Dean was like, yeah, I'll leave that one to the idiot on the overnights on WGN. I can't imagine Dean liking that movie. I can't imagine him not just thinking it's the worst. Maybe he just didn't want to waste time with it, you know, because he hated it so much. All right, Steve requested this one. It's funny that we're now talking about songs that were being used in other things now. So, because, you know, the Atomic Dog you said was used at for Steve Dale's show. And that was used in one of the time was used in one of my favorite horror movies of all time, a movie called Bad Dreams. It opens with that song. And and you know, it's weird because that is a classic song. It's the Chambers Brothers. It's legendary. It's a classic song. But it's one of those things that happens when you now associate. You can't help but associate a song, you know, like Jungle Boogie, Cool in the Gang, Pulp Fiction, immediately. Like 90% of the songs in Goodfellas, the piano outro for Layla. Goodfellas. I see bodies being dumped out of the garbage can. When they're discovering all the dead bodies. That's what I picture. But yeah, that reminds me of the opening of a movie that about five people have seen. Bad Dreams. Like, seriously, counting the director, that's five of us who've seen it. Andrew Fleming directed that movie, who would go on to do The Craft and Hamlet 2. He did Hamlet 2 as well. All right, one more before we get out of here, right?
And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, divinity, obligation to my nation.
End on a high note. Thank you, Phil, for that request. That, of course, is The Temptations, and that is as fly can be. All right, we got a break here. The news is coming up next. We'll be back Monday morning with the movie reviews. We're going to do music biopics in honor of Bohemian Rhapsody being released, and my dad will tell a joke. That's all coming up on Monday. News is after this.